Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Today, we are talking about your dream team, putting your dream team together. We're focused, of course, on customer service, but you know what? Having the dream team means that you, as a manager, as a supervisor, as a coordinator, as a director, whatever your leadership role may be, that you are putting the right people in place on what I call the front line. Okay, so these are all of the members who are going to be in contact with your clients, with your colleagues, with your customers and the like, have to have certain qualities. Because let me say this, not having the right people in place can kill your business very quickly. It can kill your business very quickly. These days, people have too many choices. You know, when they go to a retail establishment, when they go to a restaurant, when they walk into a particular office, a doctor's office, an accounting office, whatever the case may be, we all have customer service representatives, whether they are formally called customer service reps or not. We have people that are on the front line meeting and greeting and facilitating the services of your business. And it's important that you have the right people in place that have the right qualities and the right attributes, because if they don't, it can be very detrimental to the success of your business. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about four key qualities to make sure that every member of your front line, all of the people that are serving, they're at the register, they're at the door, they're answering the phones, whatever the situation may be. If you are a supervisor or manager and you have people who are greeting and facilitating a service, this broadcast is for you. So I want you to tune in. This is very important. It's going to truly help you to identify your dream team members going forward, and then also to take a look at the people you have in place now and see what areas do they perhaps need to tweak, okay? And so the number one attribute for your dream team members, they must have a great attitude. Great attitude. That is so important. What do I mean by great attitude? Their personality needs to be popping. They need to be, you know, people. They need to enjoy people. And that's kind of getting into number two. But a pleasant disposition, a pleasant demeanor about themselves, a willingness to help, an optimistic person, someone who, you know, comes in, they're cheerful, they're upbeat, they're expecting great things from their day, they're expecting great encounters with the customers, both in person or online or via the phone, whatever the case may be. But they have a great, upbeat, optimistic attitude, a cheerfulness and a willingness to make things happen. So that's very important. If you have people with the wrong attitude, with the opposite, they're pessimistic, oh, God, I'm just so tired, this bunion on my toe, oh, this, that, and the other. Very negative in their perspective as well. Those are not people that you want on the front line, okay? Either we need to fix the attitude, get an attitude adjustment done, or we need to put them somewhere else. Because if you're talking about the front line, the people that are really the voice and the face of your business, they must, number one, have a great attitude. Number two, make sure that you have people that enjoy and like people, and that they have strong interpersonal skills. They are not afraid to talk to people. They're not afraid to engage. They're not afraid to ask questions and start conversation with customers. They're friendly. They smile. That's part of having a great attitude as well. But they smile. They're upbeat, but they enjoy people. They actually have a genuine interest in people and serving them and supporting them. That is very important. If you're like, well, I'm shy, I'm an introvert, people scare me, talking to people, even in, you know, small talk conversation, those aren't the people you want on the front line, especially when we're talking about retail, wholesale, office types of situations. You don't want people who are afraid of people, who don't have well-developed interpersonal skills. So number two, put those persons on there. They must enjoy and genuinely like people and serving and supporting people. Number three, professional appearance. Now, we could do a whole a whole podcast simply on what is professional appearance. But, you know, to make it cut and dry for the sake of this broadcast, very clean and neat. Those are the basic things. Clean and neat. Your hair is well kept. Okay. Your nails are cut and they're clean. They don't have to be elaborate, but for male and female, your nails are cut and they're clean. Your teeth are clean. You have pleasant breath. You need that's I mean, that's all a part of it. Your professional appearance and the way that you present yourself. You don't want someone with halitosis greeting your customers in person, right? You don't want your potential customers, your prospects, to get slapped upside the head with bad breath, right? It's a turnoff. So professional appearance is important. Your clothes are neatly. You iron over things. I know that it seems like a lot of people now, the trend is you just grab it out of the dryer, which for some clothes that works and they're wrinkle-free. But sometimes you need to get an iron and an ironing board. I know that just startles a lot of people, but sometimes you need to get an iron and an ironing board out and maybe a little starch and get some wrinkles out because your clothes need to be wrinkle-free. They need to look well-kept. So neat and clean, I will say, just to make that point very succinct, but you need to have a professional appearance. Ladies, taking a look at your accessories. Men, your accessories as well. Your watch, your tie, your wallet, if you wear some jewelry, you know, it all needs to be tasteful, tastefully and modestly placed, I think, for the most part. We want to be modest with it as well. So professional appearance. Number four, and people often overlook this, they need to have initiative. They need to have initiative and be able to solve problems and make suggestions. Especially, you know, I think of the restaurant and the retail arena because those are two arenas that I'm very familiar with, along with working in the library where you're with the public as well. Three areas that I'm really, really well experienced in and familiar with, but being able to suggest. You know, during my time working as a library assistant, during that time, sometimes people would say, do you have this book, or do you have this movie, or do you have this CD? And we may not have it. We may have to request put in a hold for it, a hold request. But I would suggest other things. It's the same thing. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you're saying, yeah, can I substitute this for this? And maybe I want this item and this item. And they'll suggest, well, you know, you could get this particular special. It has what you need. It's going to save you money. And I can take, you know, the onions out or whatever the case may be. Same thing in retail. Being able to suggest other things. If you don't have a certain particular thing in stock, knowing your stock well enough to say, but this is very similar, how about you consider this? So they have to have initiative and they have to have problem solving skills. That is very important. So that is essentially, I want to just recap the four things that you want your customer service professionals to have. Number one, they need to have a great attitude. Great attitude. Number two, they need to enjoy and like serving people. It seems like that would go without saying, but They need to enjoy and like serving people. Number three, a professional appearance, neat and clean head to toe, neat and clean head to toe. And then last but not least, number four, they need to have initiative. They need to have initiative and some drive, some what I call self-leadership skills, and be able to make helpful suggestions, be able to solve problems, be able to delegate to other team members, to the management team, whatever the case may be. But they need to have that initiative and along with that problem-solving skills. I do believe that this helped you. I hope that it helped you. And if it did help you or you have someone in your professional circle who would benefit from this, please share this broadcast out. Share it out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Let people know that Tailored for Success is here. And again, my name is Charisse Taylor. I'm the Chief Empowerment Officer of Tailored for You Enterprises, a service-based business with your success in mind, specifically your communications success in mind. And so please go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. I hope to see you there. Until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come.